This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Breakfast Champion.
It's time for the Breakfast Champion, and with Women's Month just literally quarter to around the corner, we're actually kicking it off with a woman who spearheaded the Women Care Insights Barometer. The barometer sheds light on the persistent gap between women's aspiration and their lived realities, revealing what continues to actually hold them back. And in many ways, this is seen as one of those pieces that might help women lean into their potential and make it work for them.
Yeah, we have Mona Zombila, CEO and founder of Riverbed. Mona, good morning. Welcome to Capricorn Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. As you rightly said, the day before Women's Month, so it's quite an important topic. Can you believe it? One day to go.
Yeah, one day to go. All right, Mona, you know, more about this barometer and why it was important to conduct a study like this one.
Look, I think firstly, Riverbed, we are a advertising and communications agency. And so we work a lot with really trying to understand women, their behaviors, and what is important to them. And so the barometer really was important in that regard because we deal with brands on a regular basis. I think over and above that, it was important because Riverbed is a black female-owned agency. We've been around for 18 years. And I think really just based on my own personal lived experience, it became important for us to create a piece of research that we hope will be quite defining in terms of, you know, the experiences of women that it seeks to solicit. And so we created the barometer in that regard to really start to unpack women care about, what their aspirations are, and to actually find out what is getting in the way of their ability to achieve their goals.
All right. Were there any key findings from this barometer that you actually established?
Yes, there were several. I mean, I think the first thing which we found, you know, really interesting, firstly, you know, we interviewed women across the key three metros, KZN, Gauteng, and the Western Cape. But over and above that, we looked at quite a diverse sample set. So the feedback that we received was really quite representative of a wide spectrum of women. But, you know, what was interesting for us in terms of the findings, firstly, in terms of what women's aspirations are, the biggest thing that women, you know, prioritize really is their financial independence. And that is closely linked to their desire to be good moms and, you know, good partners within the family environment. So those are the two key things that they prioritize. What we found quite disheartening is this reality that only 6%, and so if from a ranking perspective, it ranked 5th, which was close to the bottom, only 6% of women are actually focused on an aspiration of really building a successful career. And I think that links, interestingly links to the fact that as of today, we only have 13% of women that are sitting on JSE-listed, you know, boards and executive roles. And so that was quite alarming for us, just in terms of what we discovered around what women's aspirations are.
And then, Mona, let's look at, you know, what exactly is it that successful women are doing differently? And is it something that other women can actually apply in order for them to succeed as well?
That's a really great question, Paul. And I think, you know, what we discovered, because it was important for us to also speak to women that have succeeded. But what we did discover is that for women to be able to succeed and break through some of the challenges that most women face, they really did have to work almost against the grain in terms of the things that hold women back. So I think perhaps before, before I answer the question, just in terms of what women have done to succeed, I think some of the key barriers that women are facing, we were able to put them into four different buckets. The first bucket was really around the confidence gap. What we found is that one in three women, lack confidence, have low self-esteem. You know, they talked a lot about imposter syndrome, which really held them back in a lot of ways in terms of really fulfilling their aspirations. The second barrier that a lot of women talked about is the socio-cultural construct that they believe is not always in service of them following their careers, and really having to deal with the box that society puts them in. And I think the biggest one that was quite clear in terms of barriers is this work-life tension, you know, this reality that women are constantly juggling priorities, be it, you know, raising children, be it trying to, you know, have a job and a career, and all of the things in between that. A UN report also validated our research in saying that on average, women are spending 3 hours more per day in terms of unpaid, you know, care. So women are constantly on the back foot in terms of the amount of time they have to actually pursue careers, and prioritization of their time becomes a really big challenge that they face in terms of really delivering on their aspirations. The last bucket in terms of some of the barriers is obviously within the workplace. You know, this reality that, you know, the gender workplace balance is always at odds. And, you know, those were the barriers. So when we spoke to women that have actually succeeded, I think they realized quite early that these are the challenges that I need to deal with and manage. And how do I ensure that I am not letting, you know, those barriers get in the way of my success and really pushing forward in that regard? I mean, what they also cited is the importance of having leaders and allies within the workplace that are there to help them succeed. And also, you know, really trying to find environments where, you know, women and leadership roles can be prioritized. The last one, we also spoke to quite a few business owners, and I think quite a few women felt that, you know, for them to be able to succeed, they needed to move from a corporate environment into a business environment where they were more in control of their time and their ability to actually achieve things that were important to them.
I mean, this study really highlights this very important issue, especially as we're about to get into Women's Month, Mona. There's a lot more for us to unpack. I mean, it would have been great to hear about what exactly it is that women care about in 2025 and also how some of the brand or companies can approach women. But we're out of time. But most importantly, we wanted to bring you on to just celebrate you and your work in empowering women. So you are our breakfast champion for today. We appreciate you and wish you all the best in all your endeavors together with your company and those that you work with. That's the CEO and founder of Riverbed, Mona Zwambila.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.